A dispute in Congress is holding up a bill that's aimed at helping people who can't pay their mortgages. At the same time, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said today there isn't much more the government can or should do about the problem. NPR's Brian Naylor reports on what Congress is trying to do.
Economists say as many as 3 million homeowners will face foreclosure this year as variable-rate mortgages that started out low adjust upwards and leave them with payments they can no longer afford. Democrats say that means some 9,000 homeowners a day are filing for foreclosure. The bill before Congress, aimed at giving some at-risk homeowners a way out, has been stalled since before lawmakers left town for the July 4th recess. Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut says the cost of inaction has been high.
Had we passed the legislation, sent it to the president, as I argued for, before July 1st, then we would have avoided, I think, some 90,000 filings that have occurred during the period we were back on this recess period.
Democrats blame Republicans, in particular Senator John Ensign of Nevada, for blocking a bill with broad support from lawmakers from both sides of the aisle. Ensign has been trying to attach an amendment to the popular bill to extend some alternative energy tax credits. The measure is expected to pass the Senate eventually. It's aimed at helping some 400,000 homeowners facing foreclosure get lower-cost fixed-rate mortgages backed by the government. Susan Wachter of the Wharton School of Business says the numbers may not sound like much, but
I think it's the best Congress can do right now. I think it's actually a significant help. 400,000, while it's a fraction, is a significant fraction of those facing foreclosure. And that's a start.
Just how much Congress should do to help people who may have gotten in over their heads, whether through bad decisions or bad advice, has been the subject of debate throughout Washington. The Bush administration has promoted a voluntary program in which lenders are encouraged to modify or refinance loans for at-risk borrowers. But in remarks prepared for release today, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said that many foreclosures are not preventable. He said there is little public policymakers can or should do to compensate for untenable financial situations. Bert Ely, a banking industry consultant, agrees many homeowners are beyond helping.
They're too far in the hole. Their house has lost too much value. They borrowed too much money in the first place. And so while this legislation might bring about some reduction in the number of foreclosures, it's not going to be that significant.
The bill's Senate sponsor, Connecticut Democrat Dodd, concedes the bill is not a panacea, but argues something must be done to stop what he labels the hemorrhaging of foreclosures. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.